Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
19140.
Thank you. Let me get that pulled up here.
I talked to a lady about an hour ago. She said that apparently it hadn't finished processing. She said give it 20 minutes. I gave it an hour.
Okay, and you said that was 10140?
No, 19140.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Sunny Stiff.
Thank you. Let me get that pulled up here. Okay, so I didn't see your name come up with the zip code. Would you be able to provide me with the last four digits of the card that was charged?
Yeah, she said that when I called before, which I definitely touched. Hold on.
Okay.
1146.
Thank you. And let me see. And you just placed an order.
Yeah, I thought that's what I was doing. I took a screenshot of, hold on. Because the last lady said that too, and it was they took $9.99. Hold on. Yeah, this is the I just screenshot it. This is where. The telephone number it gave. But so hold on. The charge on the card is. Hold on. Let me go to. Now I'm wondering if someone else was charging. Like, I was going through this little thing, like, I shouldn't have done it. Hold on. It is, the card says janicestoras.com, and it's $9.99. It was supposed to have been $2, and it was at $5.37.
Okay, well, would you be able to, because I'm not seeing your name come up with the last four digits, so would you be able to provide me with the first six digits of the card that was charged?
Okay. Sure. 04393.
Thank you. And so I'm going to repeat that back to make sure I have it correct. So that was 440393 for the first six.
Yes.
And the last four was 1146, right?
Yes.
Okay. And could you repeat your first and last name for me?
Bonnie Brown.
Thank you. Okay, well, yes, ma'am. So we have tried the zip code. I also tracked your phone number, the first six and the last four digits of the card. I'm not seeing any information show with that. So we would have to assume it was a different company that has charged you with that information not showing. Especially with me putting the card number here, some information definitely would have come up that way.
Okay, so, okay.
Yes, ma'am, I'm sorry about that. I would recommend, like, just checking to see if there is a number on the transaction that you could call.
Okay.
And they would be able to further assist you.
Okay. Well, thank you for telling me.
Oh, yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.